The following program is brought to you in living color.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Good speech. Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking.
Break out the ale! These men are thirsty!
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Headstrong, passionate, carefree, tolerant black sheep of the family.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that precious, adorable, squishy little grape. And after last week's show, I really appreciate all the emails, all the phone calls, and all the response I got to talking about wine as a whole. It was very interesting. It was very informative to get your opinions. And it's nice to know that there is not a confidence crisis when it comes to wine. But it was interesting to field some of your responses. I did expect people to get back to me and say that I don't understand malolactic fermentation, or I don't understand what the varietal Pinot Blanc is, or I don't understand why a Pinot Noir can taste like cotton candy. What I did get from a lot of you were, I don't even want to say they're basic wine questions. They were basic business wine questions. There's the stuff that I really thought when I saw some of these questions that you could just go on Google and find the answers to. But I was sorely misled. So a very special thank you goes out to all the listeners who reached out to me to ask some very specific, very relevant wine questions that I had to do a lot of research and a lot of homework on. So thank you. And we'll get to those during the show today because there's some interesting emails and interesting facts and figures I want to send your way. But of course, it is that time of year, as I have been preaching and letting you know, it is the holiday season. So I'm going to plan ahead this year, and I do have some help to do that. We have Miss Kristen Donnelly. She is the senior food editor of Food and Wine Magazine, and she's going to join us today to, yes, help us pre-plan for Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, less than 3 weeks away. For those of you who thought you had time to clean the house, get out the china, plan the menu, you're less than 3 weeks. I would imagine if you're in the same shoes that I am, now is the time to start panicking. Ken, do we have a panic button in the booth?
I need one, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I would have hit it several times.
Sure. I didn't say a panic room. I said a panic button. Anyway, for those of you who can imagine, right now hit the panic button because, yes, it's 3 weeks and counting. Hopefully, Miss Kristen Donnelly can help us get ready and prepare for Thanksgiving. So to help you prepare, I'm going to give you an idea of what today's show is kind of about with regards to your emails and your phone calls. We're talking big wine today. Big wine. How big is wine? Who are the biggest? What difference does it make? We're going to hit on all those topics. And since we're going to look at wine as a whole and the enormity of it, I decided I'm going to recommend two large wines to you. In fact, before I even go there, there was an email I received, and a question was posed to me, who are the biggest wine producers in the United States? And I figured I could rattle this off. So before I get to my wine recommendations, I'm going to give you the largest producers of wine in the U.S. Number one, Ernest and Julio Gallo Winery.
That would have been my guess.
Number two, Constellation Brands. Number three, The Wine Group. Number four, Bronco Wine Company. For those of you who are familiar, Two Buck Chuck. Diageo. Now, Diageo, of course, brings us Sterling, BV, Chalone, a number of those big guys. Now, Brown-Forman Corporation is in the top 10, but they have divested a lot of their wine holdings, so I don't know whether they still stand in the top 10 or not, but they do still bring us Korbel and Sonoma-Cutrer. Beringer Blass, which, of course, is Treasury Wine Estates now, Beringer, St. Jean, Souverain, Meridian, a lot of those great brands, and then Jackson Wine Estates, of course, the beloved Kendall Jackson brand, and, of course, some amazing other wineries that are in their portfolio. So those are the biggest wineries in the United States. Those are the ones that account for over 29% of the business that is actually done here in the States in the wine. So having said that, I want to recommend two of these wineries as my wine recommendation, because I think a lot of times, and judging by your calls and emails, we tend to gloss over. Even though I can talk about box wine, I can discuss the benefits of buying 1.5s or larger formats, I think a lot of people get a mind block on some of these wines, saying they can't be good, they're just bulk wines. That's absolutely incorrect. I've stated this on the show before, and I'm going to state it again. When you start thinking of these large conglomerates and these large wine companies and how much land and how many grapes and how many vines they have, it has to cross your mind that being as large as they are, they have some of the most amazing properties in California or throughout the world. Somewhere in their vast holdings, they've got some incredible vineyards. So keep that in mind. Having said that, my white recommendation for this week comes from none other than the Gallo Winery. It is going to be Fry Brothers Chardonnay. Fry Brothers does a Russian River Valley Chardonnay. This is really luscious. It has a lot of great fig. It has a lot of great pear to it. It is very, very silky on the palate, and it's a great food wine. Now, Fry Brothers is something that people may pass over. Oh, I see that everywhere. I'm going to remind you, there is a reason you see some wines everywhere. It's because people drink them. And this is a very drinkable, very good, great Chardonnay. Whether you're a novice, whether you're aficionado, this is one of those wines that hits both levels of the palate, and there's no one can find anything to complain about these wines. Fry Brothers Chardonnay, as you start planning for Thanksgiving, great option and definitely something for you to think about. So there is your white wine recommendation. I believe we're on the 2009 vintage on that. Now, red wine, because we also brought these up in our top 10, I think a lot of people, when you hear the name Kendall Jackson, you focus on the Chardonnay. You think Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Every Applebee's, every TGI Fridays, every Chili's I go to, I can get a glass of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. But once again, like I mentioned, the very fact that Kendall Jackson owns so much land in California means they have some amazing plots. So my red wine recommendation is out of the Kendall Jackson Highland Estates group, and this is the Highland Estates Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Mountain. This thing is ungodly. It is big. It is chewy. It is tannic. It is strong. It has amazingly small berry flavor. Of course, we're dealing with mountain fruit. This is off of Mount Veeder. And it's just one of the most extracted Cabernets I have had in a long time. Of course, you're going to get black fruit, but because you're getting mountain fruit, you're getting a whole lot of blueberry. For those of you who really like Shiraz and like the profile on this, you're going to get that great blueberry flavor. You have the cedar. You have the cedar box. You have the spice. You have the tobacco. This thing is a monster. And for those of you who like to do all the cult Cabernets, this is one of those Cabernets that's going to be great in a blind tasting because you're going to mess with someone. This goes back again to the assumption that because you have so much land that you can't possibly just be making really good Chardonnay. These guys do make an outstanding Cabernet that I will put up just about against anything. And like I said, you can have a lot of fun with it. So those are your two wine recommendations today coming from the big top 10 producers in the United States. You have Kendall Jackson, Napa Mountain Cabernet Sauvignon, and Fry Brothers Russian River Chardonnay. And I will state my reputation. You will like both these wines. In fact, I insist you go out and try them. It will be an eye-opener for those of you who decided a long time ago that you were only going to drink garage wines or cult wines or unheard-of wines. And that was something else you sent emails to me on, the fact that you really enjoyed seeing a whole bunch of wine that you hadn't seen before. You like experimenting with new brands. And I think that's the heart and soul of the wine business. Everybody who produces wine now was new at some point. But there has to be time where you can go to, whether it's your favorite bar, your favorite grocery store, your favorite box store, whether it's Costco, Trader Joe's, one of these people, and look and see a name brand you know and love. It's kind of like curling up on the couch with a box of fried chicken and a big bowl of macaroni and cheese and just having that comfort food. Once again, these brands are the ones that got us to the point where we have comfort wine. So don't be ashamed and don't feel like you have to avoid them. I know that I don't. We all have our closet wines and our closet foods that we like to enjoy, but don't necessarily ever be ashamed of them. They're definitely something to show out in the public. Well, as I mentioned, you did ask me a lot of very interesting wine questions, and so I want to go ahead and start with a couple of these. Now, here's the one that fascinated me, and I would have sworn that this would have been easily Googleable. Is Googleable a word?
I don't think so, but you can make it one if you want.
Well, what would be the verb on that?
It would be easily Googleable. I think you just made it. There it is.
There we go. We've officially coined a word here on The Crush. The email came from New York, and the question is, how many cases of wine are produced worldwide in a year? And the more I searched, the more this frustrated me. And I actually had to call several other experts on this topic. Are you ready for this? There are 3 billion cases of wine produced worldwide. 3 billion. I feel like a Mike Myers movie.
What is your source on that?
Actually, 5 different sources got together, and I finally had to pull it off Nielsen polls.
Ah.
And I actually had to do some math and had to have people check my math. But 3 billion cases of wine. And then, of course, you start trying to look at population numbers. And depending on any given moment, of course, it's all been a population, we were going to have the 7th billion baby here recently.
Oh.
Started doing math. That's the equivalent of 9 liters per person. And 9 liters is a 12-bottle case. So 12 bottles per person in the world for 3 billion cases. Now, this figure this out. I know for a fact that Kent is not a big wine drinker. If Kent has drunk 9 liters of wine in the last 2 years, I will be impressed. So we have the average drinker like Kent, and then you have people like me that probably consume 9 liters a week, much less a year. I want to know where the middle of this is. I want to know where they get this figure.
Maybe the average consumption per person?
Yeah, the average consumption per person. 9 liters. Since we know,
I bet it's less here in America than it is overseas.
Actually,
a lot less.
Well, do you know what? That's actually another thing that I came across. The wine business in the old world is not growing. It is, in fact, dropping. Our compatriots over in France, over in Italy, over in England, well, definitely Greece, their wine consumption has dropped about 35% in the last 5 years.
Why is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they have new laws over there that have enacted serious drunk driving charges. The fact that there's a lot of political upheaval about people and their jobs. If you look at the rioting in France recently, people staying sober on the job, people not drinking at lunch, people are not drinking as much as they used to. And it's funny you mention that. Up until probably 2008, the United States was the 4th largest wine consuming network in the world. As of this year, the United States consumes more wine than any other country in the world.
Wow.
So there we go.
Surprise.
Officially, we are number one. I still want to know those of you who are slacking off and not drinking your 9 liters, because I'm tired of picking up your slack. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. But when we return, we're going to have Ms. Kristen Donnelly joining us, the senior food editor for Food & Wine Magazine, to help us get a leg up on Turkey Day.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-695-7442. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-695-7442. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Call 1-800-695-7442. 1-800-695-7442. 1-800-695-7442.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. As we told you earlier, it is time to hit the panic button. And yes, you should be preparing for Thanksgiving. And right now, we're going to try and give you a leg up on that turkey leg happening in about 3 weeks. Miss Kristen Donnelly, the senior food editor for Food & Wine Magazine, is joining us. Kristen, are you with us?
I am here.
Welcome to The Crush. Thank you for being here, because I don't know of another holiday that inspires fear in my heart like Thanksgiving does.
Fear. Why fear?
Straight fear. It's a running joke with me. I always have this insecurity complex. I'll see these beautiful turkeys on the front of magazines, or I'll hear people about the China and everything they're doing, and you see this and you just get intimidated. So
yeah. It is one day. It's only one day a year, though. Just remember that.
But one day of insanity. So thank you. We're going to use you as the voice of reason. So I hope you are prepared for that.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, for our listeners, obviously, this is the time of year that Food and Wine magazines just dream of, because it's great pairings, it's great time, and it's great recipes, and you just have to have a fun job. People think I have a great job drinking all the time. I would definitely have fun doing what you're doing.
Yes. I mean, we have Thanksgiving probably about 2 times a year. Sometimes we test our recipes for Thanksgiving in July, and sometimes we test them a year in advance. And then we often do multiple Thanksgiving-related stories. So, you know, there can be times when we have turkey 10 times a year.
Well, that might get a little overwhelming. I don't know. If I didn't have to cook it, I might enjoy it. Well, actually, it's one of your stories that has me fascinated that I do want to bring up for our listeners, and you can give our listeners a little background on it. You have an article discussing food bartering for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. So this is actually a really adorable story. It's about a woman in Europe named Malin Elmwood, and she has this passion for baking sourdough bread. But, you know, she was baking all this bread, but she couldn't eat it by herself. So she started bartering it over the internet. Basically, she created a Facebook page, and she said, you know, "I'll accept 2 jars of jam," or she's bartered, you know, tins of caviar. And so we did this story where she held a brunch and sort of used up a whole bunch of her bartered gifts. But it's just a really nice sentiment for the holidays, this idea of, you know, exchanging food. So if you have a passion for, you know, baking or whatever, making your own beer, you can actually, you know, trade that year round. It doesn't even have to just be like a gift at the holidays.
But Okay, we always discuss traditional Thanksgiving holidays here on The Crush. We do the wine and food pairing. We usually have some chef come on the show and talk to us about exactly how we're supposed to truss the turkey up and exactly how we're supposed to marinate it and everything we're supposed to do. But obviously, being with Food & Wine Magazine, you see something like this. Being a senior editor, I've got to ask you, the hours you must work are gross. I can just only imagine you're probably running 60 hours a week. And if you're anything like me, we're in the industry, of course, to help people be hospitable. We're in the industry to help people teach them how to entertain. But how much time do we have on our own so that we can truly do it the way we coach other people to do it? Something like a food bartering network, if we could find a way to make this popular, and of course, you know me, I'm going to have to throw wine in there because anyone who knows the show knows that I am not the best cook on the planet. This would be, it seems like, a great solution for a whole bunch of friends at Thanksgiving. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, no. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a great way to save money and, again, to share your passion. So for wine, you know, if you want to exchange a bottle of wine for a casserole or, you know, dinner that week or... Actually, that's a really good idea now that I think about it because I always have extra bottles of wine.
See, there you go.
So, yeah.
Yes, for all of you out there, Chris and I both, we will trade wine for good turkeys. So, hey, just reach out, call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, and let us know that we have it down. Well, having said that, Kristen, with Food & Wine and doing what you do, if you had to have one thing personally that you would barter, that would be your thing besides wine, that you cooked, that you created, or even a recipe that you absolutely love from the magazine, what would be the one thing you'd be willing to trade in for Thanksgiving dinner?
So it's the one thing I would make.
Yes, the one thing that you would make.
Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I do love a good bundt cake, and I make a good bundt cake, so I'd be happy to trade a bundt cake. And I actually, it's not in this issue, but there's a recipe for a bundt cake that I've done on foodandwine.com. It's made with applesauce and chocolate chips. It's very homey.
Ooh.
It's not a super fancy. It's great, like, day after breakfast cake, or I don't know. I've eaten, whenever I make it, I feel like I end up eating it three times a day, so it's probably better to...
But see, that's actually the perfect thing because you have a breakfast coffee cake for those that get up early. For those that have lunch and they get sick of their turkey sandwich, here, have a piece of cake. And, of course, after dinner, throw some ice cream on it. It's your ready-made dessert.
Yeah,
see, this is what's fun about putting experts on the spot is we actually have to stop and think about it from our listeners' point of view and exactly what we would and could do. And on that note, if you don't mind, if you could stay on quick after a commercial break, we'll talk a little bit more about what Food & Wine's doing for Thanksgiving and get your wine recommendations, if that's okay.
That'd be great.
All right, quick break here on The Crush, and when we return, we will do more Thanksgiving free planning.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. And here at The Crush today, we are preparing to commence to begin to think about Thanksgiving. And to do that, we have Miss Kristen Donnelly, the senior food editor from Food and Wine. Kristen, you still hanging out with us?
I'm here.
All right. So what is the theme? What is the main thing that Food and Wine's coming out with to recommend for this Thanksgiving? It seems like every year there's some kind of one thing that everyone has to do or a great new recipe. What is it that you are advocating for the 2011 holiday season?
I think the hip thing, or the hip and delicious thing, Michael Simon, who is a TV chef, he's an Iron Chef, he's on ABC's talk show The Chew, he did 2 versions of stuffing muffins. So it's basically stuffing made in muffin tins. And it's great for people like me because I don't love the gushiness that stuffing can be. So
you don't like the squishy part of it.
Yeah, so you get it like more crispy edge. And you get your own little individual portion. And he did 2 versions, 1 with cornbread and 1 with mushrooms and brioche. And they're just fantastic. I mean, and then you can have them the next day with an egg on top, or, you know, you just rewarm it and have it for breakfast. I mean, I think that is, you know, if you keep everything the same but want to change one thing, maybe try the stuffing muffins.
And that's brilliant, because even if you have your grandmother's most favorite treasured recipe on stuffing, or dressing, as we call it in the South, then you could do individual tins. Plus, it would be so much easier to freeze.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you could, I mean, again, you can have these little portions. So if you are one of those sort of, you know, stuffing nuts, I feel like I meet them all the time. They're obsessed with the dressing, the stuffing, and you could kind of have your own little portion, pull it out of the freezer.
Well, it does make sense, because nothing can ruin Thanksgiving like the dressing gone bad. I've watched it for the last 15 years. My family has decided that they have to make what my grandmother used to make, bless her heart and rest her soul. But no one's been able to do it since then, and it's always just devastates Thanksgiving. Everyone could have their own little muffin tins. Everyone can make their own. It'd be done and over with, and no arguing. I love it. Now, Kristen, something else that I had read that you had done is you were discussing wine and food and how to pick your wine for the holidays. And you recommended a store for wine that is not one that we have discussed here on The Crush. And I want you to give your background and tell about the story that you did about wine and Costco for Thanksgiving.
Well, sure. You know, it was a few different larger chains. So Costco, Target, Whole Foods that sell wine in states where they can. But Costco is one of the, it might actually be the biggest wine buyer in the world. I think they buy something like $1 billion worth of wine a year. And a lot of people buy their wine there. And so we were kind of, you know, thinking about this idea, like, wow, you can get everything you need from these stores, your wine and your food. And I'm a food editor, so we actually had so much fun trying out all of the different products they have. So, for example, Costco has a smoked turkey that's basically already be good for you, you know, good for you if the turkey scares you, because it's basically already cooked and you just heat it up. And it has this really delicious sort of sweet, smoky flavor that you actually could serve for Thanksgiving very easily.
Well, see, that would be perfect for those of us that don't have time to cook. And if since it's already done, how big could the fire possibly be by the time I got finished with it?
How big? Yeah. No, I mean, I think it would be almost impossible to create a fire with that.
Give it time, Kristen. We have a long time to build a relationship. You wait and see some of the stories you'll hear off the show.
And then Trader Joe's is another one, actually. And, you know, Trader Joe's always has those great, like, snacky hors d'oeuvre food. So Ray Isle, who's our wine editor, he had recommended buying some sparkling wine from Trader Joe's. And then we were saying some of the great snacks. There's this hummus that Trader Joe's has that's made with cilantro and jalapeno. Very different, not your traditional hummus flavor, but, you know, you could kind of just empty the container and pretend you made it yourself and put out a little smoked salmon, some crackers. I mean, you have this kind of instant cocktail party from a place like Trader Joe's.
Well, Kristen, this is something that actually you're a good person to ask, because food and wine, of course, it is the bastion of great food, amazing recipes, and just great feats in the kitchen. Coming from being a senior editor, is it acceptable for people like me who don't know their way around the kitchen to go to a Costco, to go to a Trader Joe's, and buy the meal already prepared and just put it out, buy bits and pieces of something that someone else has cooked and have that be a celebration?
You know what? I think that's fine. I think a celebration, I mean, that to me, that's what it's about. It sounds cheesy, but it's about people getting together. I don't personally like very stressful holidays, so I actually often will sort of mix and match. I'll pick the things that I really like to make those, and then either assign them out if I'm having enough people. You know, could you bring, for example, the stuffing? Because I don't really like stuffing that much. You know, or buy it. I mean, I'm going to be honest, it's a little secret, but I'm actually buying a lot of my Thanksgiving this year because I'm not hosting. I'm actually going to family's house, but they have a new baby, and we didn't want to stress them out. So we're as a food and wine editor, I'm telling you, we're going to buy some prepared foods for Thanksgiving. So
but
I think it's fine. It's about being together.
That's what our listeners want to hear. Not that the recipes aren't great, but I think a lot of people are in the same boat as you and I. We're traveling. We have a lot of time. We're not Martha Stewart. We don't have all these time on our hands to actually make the wreaths, the turkeys, and the little booties that go on the end of the turkey's little paws. It's something that it comes together. Food and wine are a perfect pairing. But if you don't have the time, if you don't appreciate who's around you, if you don't enjoy everybody that you're cooking for because you're too busy cooking, it seems to take away from the whole holiday.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, pick that one thing. And one story we have in the November issue is all about pie. Pie is, it's trendy, but it's also, I mean, universal.
Oh, it is universal. Pie? I mean, everyone has the story about their grandmother's pie. As long as I don't have to make the pie crust, I don't care. Don't make me make pie crust. It'll get ugly.
We have some very good recipes for pie crust, though, I will say, if you do want to, you know, delve or experiment. And in the pie story, Samantha Bee, the comedian who's on The Daily Show, wrote a little essay about the joy of learning to make pie crust and how she was also terrified of it as well. So
there is no joy in learning to make pie crust. Kristen, you have to understand that I baked last weekend. I was just trying to make cupcakes for something festive. My husband finally had to come downstairs and inform me that there is no place for the F word in making cupcakes. You can only imagine how bad that would go if pie crust were brought into the whole situation.
R-rated cupcakes.
Yes, R-rated cupcakes by the time it was said and done. Well, this is great. It's fun to have a conversation with you, and I know our listeners like to hear. Of course, Food and Wine, great place to get recipes. It sounds like y'all have got some amazing things for Thanksgiving, but it's great to have you reassure everybody that, hey, listen, it's okay if everything's not created 100% by you. So I've got to turn you on wine just because I got to ask. Being the Food and Wine editor, what's the one wine you will not go through Thanksgiving without?
For me, it's Beaujolais. So I know some people say it's an American holiday, drink American wine. Beaujolais is a French wine. It's a grape, you know, it's made from a grape called Gamay. The reason I like it is because it has this cranberry flavor just naturally. And I think that goes so nice with Thanksgiving, you know, the cranberry connection. But also it's lighter, but it has nice it also has nice fruit and acidity. So it's refreshing. It's a refreshing wine with all of that food.
It's a good balance. No, Gamay is perfect. Of course, don't necessarily get it confused with Beaujolais Nouveau. But definitely when you start talking about Beaujolais, the cranberry, the balance, it can have a savory characteristic. It goes well with all the Thanksgiving favorites. It doesn't overwhelm anybody. And even those people around the table who decide that, I don't really like wine that much, that perfect little glass will be great for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And well, then sparkling wine might be my second pick. And that you can go American, you can go French, you can go, you know, Spanish, wherever. But I like the bubbles with all of that food, too.
Bubbles make everything better. Well, Kristen, yeah. Thank you very much for being part of The Crush today. I've really enjoyed talking with you and discussing about the ideas about Thanksgiving. And, of course, to all of our listeners, the link to Food and Wine will definitely be on our website. But go out, pick up November's issue, and learn a little bit about getting a leg up on Thanksgiving.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I will love to have you back, and we'll have to hear stories on how your delivered Thanksgiving went. All right, quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will go back to discussing a little more big wine facts and get you a little more educated about wine business around the world.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings,
much
savings.
Better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Kristen Donnelly, thank you very much for being part of The Crush. She was the senior food editor for Food & Wine magazine. And Kent, I have to admit, I feel a little bit guilty. I feel like we should have discussed all the recipes in Food & Wine a little bit more in depth. But yeah, it means the world to me to hear a food editor admit that she's going to go buy some things for Thanksgiving.
I think Kristen's wimping out, though. I think even young, she said she's doing that because the family has a new baby. Even young babies should understand holiday stress at an early age. Get them in it early, and you don't have to worry about it later on.
That's true. I think all of us learning early on in a kitchen from 2 or 3 years old after getting trampled a couple of times, watching people have total meltdowns or just give up over the turkey or the stuffing, everyone needs to start at an early age.
And they just know that's mommy and daddy's crazy face. Yeah. That's it.
It's usually it's usually aunt's crazy face that's and grandma's right. crazy face. And if grandma starts chasing people around the kitchen with a knife, so be it.
So but, is it like usual at your house this year? Is your family having you bring the distilled water again?
I'm bringing the distilled water. Okay. Yes. A lot of distilled water and the occasional spirit will be joining me.
Let's give her something she can handle.
Exactly. Pretty much. That and apparently bottled water to put out the fires for everybody else trying to cook in the kitchen. But in all sincerity, it means a lot to me to hear someone like Kristen say it's perfectly acceptable. Because as we watch our lifestyle, as we watch how we go through lives, there's so many days where I just sit here and shake my head and say, do I really live like this? It is nice to know that even though there is something warm and comforting and great about sitting down as a family to know that you've all cooked and worked together, with all of our hectic lifestyles, do we really have time to truly appreciate that? It's nice to know that even though that might be the preferred way to do Thanksgiving, it is acceptable to go buy a smoked turkey at Costco. And we're getting to the point where you almost wouldn't have to pass it off as doing yourself. I figure we got 10 more years on that. So, getting back, it was interesting for Kristen to remember, Kristen to mention Costco as being the largest wine buyer. It kind of ties in to everything we're discussing off your emails today about the sheer scope of the wine business. And it's always nice to get this overview, particularly this time of year, because as we start getting closer and closer and closer to January, all of us will be narrowing our focus. We'll be looking for the perfect bottle. We'll be looking for the perfect gift. But it's nice to give you an idea of the scope of how many of those perfect gifts are out here. To do that, I got this great email. I'm actually going to read two emails that I received, and I'm going to answer them jointly because it's really interesting to hear them in conjunction. Number one, how many wines are sold in the U.S.? How many total wines are sold in the U.S.? And then, what is a large winery? What is a small winery? I hear you talk about garage wineries, boutique wineries, but what truly constitutes a large winery? Well, let's take all of these as a whole and try and look at it as a total package. Now, understand this. There are 44,000 brands of wine sold in the United States. 44,000 brands. Now, you figure on average, most of these brands are going to have a Chardonnay, a Cabernet, a Merlot, a Pinot Noir, a Pinot Grigio, and a Sauvignon Blanc. So at least they are going to have 7 varietals. I'm not going to do the math. I'll let y'all have fun with the calculator as you go ahead and do this. Then you're going to have these wine brands that are going to specialize in something. Something that comes to mind to me is Ridge. Ridge specializes in Zinfandel, and they have over 14 different Zins. Or how about someone like Nickel & Nickel, who do 26 different single vineyard wines. When you just look at the scope of 44,000 brands, and you figure you can multiply that at least by 20, 880,000 wines sold in the United States. And there is no wonder that there is confusion. There is no wonder that there's a crisis of confidence when people go to the grocery store, the Costco, the Trader Joe's, the local wine shop, or the wine bar when it comes to picking wine. And it's funny, when I sit back and I look at the concept of there might be 880,000 different wines sold in the United States, to me it's overwhelming. And so even though I love sharing those facts and figures with you, I prefer not to, because we don't need to be overwhelmed any more than we are. But look at it this way. The next time you're going down a grocery store aisle and you feel like all of a sudden you're intimidated and you're shrinking, understand you have good reason to do that. There is no need to be intimidated. Take it off in small bites and you'll be fine. So 44,000 brands sold in the United States. Now let's try and define the idea of a small winery versus a large winery. Small wineries, we've heard about this before, whether it's Adana Estates with a production of 843 cases of Helms Vineyard, or if it's something like a Kendall Jackson that's well over a million cases, there's somewhere in the middle that kind of finds a common ground. So let's look at this. Out of 44,000 brands in the United States, only 44 of those sell over a million cases. So you can't do the math. 44,044, what is that, 1%?
Mm-hmm.
Or 0.01%?
I think it's 1%.
1%. Only 1% sell over a million cases. I think everybody, whether we were talking about Gallo, we're talking about Kendall Jackson, Constellation, Wine Group, Bronco, all these guys I mentioned in the opening segment, everyone thinks, oh, well, everybody sells over a million cases. Only 44 brands sell over a million cases. To take this to the next step, out of 44,000, only 23 brands sell over 2 million cases. So when it comes to grand things, if you're thinking that everyone is a large winery, understand only 67 wineries out of 44,000 sell over essentially 2 million cases, 1 million case, however you want to take it. So as far as large wineries go, there are some monoliths out there. There's no doubt about it, but it's not a bad thing. So keep that in mind. We all know what the large wineries are, but it's the small wineries that we're all learning. And out of the 44,000, let's see, that gives us 39,963 that we can choose from that aren't in the top 10 production. So it does make it a little more diverse. We're going to take a quick break here on The Crush, but when we return, we're going to wrap up some more facts and figures and, of course, plan a little ahead more for Turkey Day.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-695-7442. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-695-7442. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-695-7442. 1-800-695-7442. 1-800-695-7442.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars.
Hi-yah!
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we have been looking at wine on the large scale. We've been giving out facts and figures and putting things together so you can gain a perspective on wine. And once again, I do appreciate all the phone calls and all the emails. And please keep rolling in because I had a lot of fun researching these facts and figuring things out. 877-4CRUSH-1, or you can email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Of course, don't forget we have our Facebook page, Laura Berg Lawson. Please come visit. Please comment. Please let me know what you're thinking about all these facts and figures because they're interesting. Now, we've looked at the big scope today. We've looked at everything from how many wine cases in the world. We've looked at how many brands in the United States. We've figured out how much we're all drinking. So let's bring it down. Let's go ahead and take it to a microscopic perspective so I don't leave you totally overwhelmed. This was one of my favorite emails, and I had so many different answers when it came down to this. How many bottles of wine does one vine produce? If I have 10 vines, how many does it produce? I was real curious where this email was stemming from. Stemming from and vine. Ha ha, I did that. Yes, yes, thank you. I'm impressed with myself. I was curious, are we looking to buy a vine? Do you want to buy a row of vines? I know some wineries out there will buy a vine. You can actually put your name on it. But no, it actually started me thinking. And then, of course, I had to take it to the next level. Were we talking Chardonnay? Are we talking Zinfandel, Central Coast, Central California, France? But bottom line is, when you look at overall average, one vine produces 10 bottles of wine. One vine produces 10 bottles of wine. And I started thinking about that. And I started doing the math. And since we have said that Americans drink a 9-liter per person per year, that is essentially everyone only drinks a vine a year. So we've really got to get proactive. We talk about all the vines out in California, the fact that grapes are the number one planted fruit crop in the world. People, we've got to start drinking more. We're letting our fruit rot on the vines. We've got to get better. I hope everyone has had as much fun today on the Wine Crush as I have. I hope this has not totally panicked you about the world of wine and the upcoming holiday of Thanksgiving. But trust me, we're here for you and we'll try and guide you through the confusing time that's about to be the holidays. Here at the Wine Crush, as always, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.